The presidency seems to have had a change of heart regarding the potential implementation of a vaccine passport system. Last night, on the 12th of September, President Ramaphosa announced that the country would be looking into implementing vaccine passports for certain events in an attempt to control the spread of the coronavirus.
We will also be providing further information on an approach for vaccine passports, which can be used as evidence of vaccination for various purposes and events, so that as people go around, they're able to demonstrate that, yes, they've been vaccinated, and the Department of Health is looking at a variety of mechanisms, like they have in other countries, to either do it electronically through cell phone or other form of demonstration.
However, this move seems to be in direct contrast with a statement made on the 1st of February 2021, where the president assured the nation that no one's movement would be limited by electing not to get vaccinated.
It is in the best interests of all that as many of us receive the vaccine as possible. But I want to be clear. Nobody will be forced to take this vaccine. I want to repeat, nobody will be forced to take this vaccine. Nobody will be forbidden from traveling to wherever they want to travel to, including from enrolling at school or from taking part in any public activity if they have not been vaccinated. Nobody will be given this vaccine against their will, nor will the vaccine be administered in secret or in some dark corners. Any rumors to this effect are both false and dangerous, and we would like those who are spreading these rumors to stop.
This contradiction has been noted by the country as a whole and has seen the term hashtag vaccine passports trend on various social media outlets, with South African citizens coming forward to both criticize the contradiction or to defend the presidency's adjusted stance. This is an ongoing story. For Times Live Podcasts, I've been Paige Muller.